Welcome to Finance TLDR Daily, the podcast where we break down the biggest stories in finance. It's Monday, July 6th. Today, an oil alliance keeps pumping more crude into a market that already doesn't want it, and a defense giant makes a multi-billion dollar bet on who controls the ocean floor. Here's what's moving today. We start with oil. OPEC Plus agreed on July 5th to raise its daily production targets by 188,000 barrels starting in August. That's the fifth consecutive monthly increase from the alliance, continuing the slow unwind of supply cuts that go all the way back to 2023. The market response was immediate. Brent crude futures fell more than 1%, down to $71.10 a barrel, while U.S. crude, West Texas Intermediate, slipped to $67.89. Now, some analysts point out this move is partly symbolic, since ongoing regional conflicts are already limiting how much oil actually gets shipped. But the message to the market was clear. As PVM analysts put it in a note, OPEC Plus members, quote, are selling into a falling market, offering little hope of an imminent price recovery. Why this matters beyond the barrel price, more supply hitting the market helps take pressure off energy-driven inflation, which is good news for central banks trying to cool prices without crushing growth. It's less good news for energy stocks, which tend to move with crude prices. From energy supply to defense hardware, Lockheed Martin announced today that it's acquiring naval defense firm Ultra Maritime for $3.45 billion. The seller is private equity firm Advent International, and the prize here is Ultra Maritime's expertise in undersea and anti-submarine warfare. Think sonobuoys, towed sonar arrays, and torpedo defense systems. The business has grown fast under Advent's ownership, with revenue jumping roughly 59% from $494 million in 2023 to a projected $784 million this year. Ultra Maritime will now become part of Lockheed's Rotary and Mission Systems division. Stephanie Hill, who runs that division, framed the logic behind the deal simply, quote, undersea superiority belongs to those who move fastest and work together best. Why this matters? This is one of the clearer signals yet that major defense contractors are pouring serious capital into undersea and anti-submarine technology specifically, as geopolitical tensions push governments to prioritize control beneath the waves, not just in the air or on land. Watch for whether this kicks off more consolidation in the naval defense supply chain. Shifting to central banks, Israel just handed the world a data point on where global monetary policy is heading. The Bank of Israel cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points. That's a quarter of a percentage point, bringing it down to 3.5% from 3.75%. This is the bank's second straight rate cut and its fourth reduction since November of last year, putting rates at their lowest level since late 2022. The move was widely expected, backed by inflation cooling to 1.9% in May, comfortably inside the central bank's 1-3% target range, plus a strong shekel and stable prices. Business leaders had been pushing hard for this. Chen Schreiber, who heads Israel's Institute of Certified Public Accountants, had urged policymakers to, quote, move from words to action to help struggling businesses. Why this matters globally? Israel is just the latest central bank to pivot from fighting inflation towards supporting growth, reinforcing a pattern showing up across multiple economies as price pressures ease. Worth watching whether other central banks follow a similar cadence in the months ahead. And finally, a story about who's actually cashing in on the AI boom right now. And it's not just the chipmakers. Shares of TeraWulf jumped as much as 20% today after the company announced a 20-year lease agreement with AI developer Anthropic at its data campus in Hawesville, Kentucky. The numbers here are striking. The deal is expected to generate roughly $19 billion in contracted revenue over its initial term, covering about 401 megawatts of critical computing capacity. Initial capacity is set to come online in the second half of 2027, with a full ramp-up targeted for early 2028. In a related move, TeraWulf also agreed to sell its majority stake in a Texas joint venture to a group led by FluidStack for $530 million, turning a $450 million investment into a premium payout. TeraWulf's chairman and CEO, Paul Prager, said the Anthropic deal, quote, validates the company's strategy and establishes a long-duration revenue stream with one of the world's leading AI companies. Why this matters? This is a vivid example of how much AI companies are willing to pay just for the physical infrastructure and electricity to run their models. Smaller power and data center operators like TeraWulf are suddenly sitting on assets that hyperscalers desperately need, and that's translating into real immediate windfalls and exit opportunities for niche players in the space.
So to wrap today up, oil supply keeps rising while prices fall, defense dollars are flowing into undersea warfare, Israel joins the global rate-cutting club, and the AI infrastructure land grab keeps making unlikely winners out of power companies.
This has been Finance TLDR Daily. We'll see you tomorrow.